up here this afternoon in a Eastern Division matchup in the Appy League. Just taking a look on the east side, Burlington out in front in the Appy League East, 9-6 record. Danville is 9-8. They trail the Sauk Puppets by one game. Princeton is 7-8 overall. They're two games back. Bluefield, who we will see here on Tuesday night, is 4-9. They're four games behind the pace. And Pulaski coming up in fifth. They're 3-9. And we've got three games with Pulaski coming up this week. We've got a doubleheader here on Thursday night starting at 5 o'clock on a game that was rescheduled due to rain up in Pulaski this past week. So two games with Pulaski Thursday and another one on Friday night before Elizabethan comes to town on Saturday night, July the 1st. So that's your look around the Appy League standings. And real quick, the starting lineup for Kingsport, who will hit first. Batting first, Peyton Allen in left field. Batting second, Mike Mancini at second base. Batting third, Logan Sutton, the designated hitter. Batting fourth, Daniel Ortiz at third base. Batting fifth, Corbin Shaw at first base. Batting sixth, Ryan Miller, the catcher. Batting seventh, Carson Queck in center field. Batting eighth, Maze White at shortstop. And batting ninth, Andrew Citrin in right field. The starter for Bristol making his stateliner debut in 2023 is the lefty Matt Buchanan from the University of Virginia. We're ready to go as Peyton Allen in from the right side. First pitch, fouled out of play, and it's 0-1. So again, Matt Buchanan, a new addition to the roster, and you may recognize that name. His brother, Seth, has been on the Stateliners roster for a couple weeks now, both from Lebanon, Virginia, here locally. The 0-1 grounded towards third. This is Cooper. Sets his feet, throw across is in time, and a two-pitch out as Allen retired on the 5-3 putout. So here comes Mike Mancini. Mancini really impressed us in his first two games here in Bristol. It's the second trip to Bristol for Kingsport this year as these two teams split a series back on June 8th and 9th. 13-7 victory for Kingsport on Thursday night and then a walk-off for Bristol on Friday night, 6-5. Nice comeback that night. Mancini, first pitch he sees out into left center field. There's a base hit as this is Oblas over to field it and throw it in. And Mancini picks up where he left off as last night he went 3-for-5 with a homer and 3 RBI. So Mancini keeping the bat hot, reaches first for the first hit of the ball game, and here's Logan Sutton. Sutton from ETSU. He did not play for the Buccaneers this year, a redshirt in 2023 from down in the Knoxville, Tennessee area at Powell High School. Buchanan checks on the runner Mancini, but he's back in standing. So Sutton, this is his third season in the Appy League, all with Kingsport. Played with the Kingsport Road Warriors in 21, and then back with the Axemen last year. He was hurt in his first game on opening day with the Axemen last year when he was trying to beat out a ground ball and didn't play the rest of the way. Only three games following that injury. So looking to put together a full season here as a Kingsport Axemen. Still awaiting the first pitch from Buchanan. Here it comes. Ball misses up and away. 1-0 is the count to Logan Sutton. Now, to give you a little more background on the starter, Buchanan, he is 20 years old, a lefty, 6'195". Again, we told you he's a local kid from Lebanon, Virginia. His brother Seth at second base tonight for Bristol. The 1-0 breaking ball up and away again. It's 2-0. So in 2021, the summer of 2021, Buchanan pitched for the Bristol Stateliners in their very first season as the Bristol Stateliners. He started four games and had 11 innings total, 2-0 outside, and Buchanan struggling a bit here with Sutton. It's 3-0. Of course, Virginia was out in Omaha just last weekend, and Buchanan ended up throwing about 4 1/3 innings for the Cavaliers this year. The 3-0 from Buchanan. There's a strike down the heart of the plate as Sutton was no longer taking. So Sutton really back at full speed after missing the season for ETSU. Starting to feel better. He's here in the number three spot here for Kingsport tonight. 3-1, Buchanan misses down and outside. And there's a one-out walk, which allows Mancini to move up to second base. And there's two on with one out here in the first. And that brings up Daniel Ortiz. We saw Ortiz rake earlier this year here in Bristol on that first week of the season. He's tied for second in the Appy League in hits. And he's tied for third in home runs with three of them. Buchanan with two on and one out. First pitch to Ortiz out of the zone. Quickly, the defense for Bristol. We told you about Buchanan on the mound. Dalton Bargo is the catcher. Aries Gardner at first. Seth Buchanan at second. Nick Arias at short. Jay Cooper at third. Trey Oblas in left. Jordan Austin in center. And Eric Arado in right field. And the 1-0 also misses as Buchanan looking for the zone here. Tell you about a little bit about the season Ortiz had at Walter State this year as Coach Ted Power comes out for a quick chat. Ortiz hit .383 with Walter State Community College this year across 162 at-bats. That included 28 extra base hits. 16 of those were home runs, 55 ribbies, on-base percentage .538. So when he got in the batter's box, there was better than a 50-50 chance he was getting on base. That is just insane numbers for Ortiz and his teammate Corbin Shaw, who hits behind him on this Axemen roster and was also on also a member of Walter State Community College. His numbers are just as good. So the middle of this order for Kingsport can really rake. .20 after the chat on the mound from Buchanan. Hits sharply to short. This could be two. Arias, Buchanan, Gardner fields the low throw. And it's a 6-4-3 double play. How about that visit from Ted Power to the mound? One pitch, two outs, and the Axemen go down with no runs in the top of the first. We've got the bottom of the first inning coming up next here on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Scoreless top of the first. Kingsport gets a couple runners on but can't cash in after the double play induced by Matt Buchanan in his first inning of work for the Stateliners this summer. And it'll be Jordan Austin, Tariq Freeney, and Dalton Bargo who will be the first three hitters for the Stateliners here in the bottom of the first against Mickey Sheets. Now, if you watch the very first Stateliner broadcast of the year, you remember the name Mickey Sheets because he flat dominated the Stateliners back in a 13-7 victory for Kingsport on June the 8th. He started the game, went four innings, one hit, four strikeouts, and a walk against Bristol. And that was at a point where not a lot of arms were going that deep into games. So he bought four big innings for Kingsport. But he struggled a little bit in his last couple starts. At Greenville on June 14th, two innings, four runs, six hits, a walk, and just one strikeout. And then in his most recent appearance against Danville, five innings, eight hits, four runs, a walk, and a strikeout. So the strikeout numbers have gone down, and the hit numbers have gone up, as well as the run. So we'll see what kind of stuff he's got today, the lefty on the mound. And remember, a lot of lefties in this Bristol lineup, especially in the middle of the order. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that. And quickly, the starting lineup for Bristol, Jordan Austin hitting first in center field, Tariq Freeney batting second, the designated hitter. Dalton Bargo hits third at catcher, Aries Gardner hits fourth, he's the first baseman, Trey Oblas hits fifth in left field, Eric Arado hits sixth in right field, Seth Buchanan hits seventh at second base, Jay Cooper hits eighth at third, and Nick Arias hits ninth at short. First pitch from Sheets up and in to Jordan Austin is ball one. Austin from Indiana State University fouls the 1-0 pitch off. Austin, 349 batting average. He's got 15 hits this season, including three doubles, and probably his best asset, his speed. He leads the team in stolen bases with six, and he just reached base there on a hit by pitch. That's the second time this year that Austin has been hit by a pitch. And there's a good start to the bottom of the first as an early base runner for the State Liners. Here's Tariq Freeney. So Freeney is the designated hitter tonight. Normally you see him in there at catcher, but getting him some extra at-bats here in the two-hole, hitting 250 thus far. First pitch, 1-0, as it misses high. Three pitches by Sheets is not found a strike just yet. Freeney's got a homer and four RBI this season. And the foul ball off the bat of Freeney. One ball and one strike. Couple numbers here for Sheets on the year. 1-0, 6.55 ERA, 11 innings pitched, 15 hits, 8 runs. 1-1, swing and a miss by Freeney. It's 1-2. To finish the line for Sheets, 6 strikeouts, 3 walks. Coming into play tonight. Again, looking for that magic that he had here in his first start of the year on this field here at Boyce Cox Field in Bristol, Virginia. 1-2, swing and a miss by Freeney, and there's the first out of the bottom of the inning. As Freeney swings through the pitch, he is the first strikeout victim of the day for Mickey Sheets. That's the 10th strikeout of the year for Freeney. And here comes that barrage of lefties. Bargo, Gardner, Oblas, Arado, all left-handed batters here in the 3-4-5-6 spots. So lefty-lefty matchup with one out. As Austin, the runner at first, we told you he's got some speed. He could take off at any time, and there he goes. First pitch up high, the throw down, nowhere close as the second baseman Mancini there to field it. Back behind the plate, if you're here in the park or if you're watching online, you see that Tennessee orange on the catching equipment there for Ryan Miller. He is just recently in town from the University of Tennessee. So the Axemen have added a few Tennessee players to the roster, including Ryan Miller, as well as Hollis Fanning. And that seems to have changed a little bit of the outlook in the locker room from what we've heard. 1-0, ground ball to first. That is smothered by Shaw, steps on the bag, and that will retire Bargo. However, Austin moves up to third on the ground out, and there's a runner at third with two outs for Gardner. So it's a 3 unassisted to retire Dalton Bargo. And Gardner has been a steady presence for the State Liner lineup this season. He leads the team in walks. He's got 9. His on-base percentage at .444. First pitch grounded to second. Mancini has trouble with it. That was a weird bounce, it looked like, as it skipped out into right field. And let's see if they give that a hit or an error as Austin comes in to score. It looked like Mancini had slowed as he moved to his left, and they will call that a hit for Gardner. So it's an RBI single for Aries Gardner, and the State Liners have the lead here in the bottom of the first. Mancini, his body language made that feel like it was a routine ground ball, and just ball hopped right over his glove. So here's Trey Oblas, who's arguably been the hottest hitter for Bristol as of late. First pitch called strike one. Oblas leads the team in multiple categories, including batting average at .383, slugging percentage at .660, and OPS at 1.091, or 1,091, you might say, is the 0-1 off the plate. Oblas has 3 homers, 11 RBI, 4 doubles. All those categories, Oblas leads the team. So he has been the big power bat in this Bristol lineup. And wow, he smokes one right past Shaw down the right field line fair. Gardner on his way to third. Oblas chugging around first. He'll get second easily. And Trey Oblas is on fire right now for Bristol. There's two on with two out, and here comes Eric Arado. So here's Eric Arado. Now, Arado made his debut this weekend for Bristol, just recently added to the roster. This is his first at-bat here at home this year. And, of course, if you're a Stateliner fan from last year, you know that it's his second season for the Stateliners. Was an all-star in the Appy League last year out of Northern Illinois. And the first pitch from Sheets, down and out, it's 1-0. Arado had an impressive year for Northern Illinois this year, hit .264, 47 runs, 51 hits, as he fouls the 1-0 down the left field line out of play. 12 extra base hits for Arado this year for Northern Illinois. His on-base percentage was .424. Now listen to his numbers from last year on this Stateliner team. He hit .388, 36 runs, 17 extra base hits, and 26 ribbies to go along with a .492 on-base percentage. 1-1 also fouled off down the left field line. He's behind 1-2. So after losing Aiden Heberle, the steady presence in right field for the Stateliners, Eric Arado's resurgence and back into the lineup will certainly help Bristol this year, I would assume. 1-2. Arado swinging a miss as Sheets gets out of the inning. He gives up two hits but only one run as Arado goes down swinging on strikes. And that'll do it for the first. Stateliners, an early lead. They lead it 1-0 as we head to the second inning. You're watching the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Welcome back to Bristol. Stateliners push a run across on an RBI single by Aries Gardner in the bottom of inning number one, and they lead it 1-0. Here is Matt Buchanan on for his second inning of work. He induced a double play his last time out there in the first inning to put up a zero. Gives us a quick chance to chat about our text line. We've been having a ton of fun with this on the year, so if you're watching, wherever you're watching from tonight, shoot us a message. 276-285-8780. In fact, one just popped across. 276-285-8780. Send us your name. Let us know where you're watching from. We've got our 50-state calendar up, hanging up here in the booth. We're trying to fill up all 50 states before this season is said and done. So if you're watching, again, introduce yourself, say hello, and let us know where you're viewing from this evening from all over the United States. We even had some Canada a few weeks back in Puerto Rico. First pitch fouled off by Corbin Shaw. Shaw, the first baseman for Kingsport, who had two rockets hit his way last inning, specifically the one by Oblas that ended up being a double down the line. Now, the hitter Shaw has had a good start this year as the pitch misses upstairs 1-1. He's tied for second in the league with doubles. He's got five of them, and that's not a shock considering he had 29 extra base hits for Walter State earlier this year. 1-1 from Buchanan, down and away, two balls and a strike. Shaw will be playing at Tennessee Wesleyan next year, coming again from Walter State Community College. His second season in the Appy League, played in 27 games for the Axemen last year. 2-1. Fouled off into the net. So we're even at 2-2. Shaw got a championship with the Axemen last season. crazy to see that the Axemen, who were on top of the league last year, currently at the bottom of the standings in the West Division. 2-2. Here's a slow roller to third, bouncing foul as Cooper picks it up just left of the third base bag. Shaw heads back to the batter's box. Did again get a note here from the Gardeners checking on the scoreboard. We're going to look into that for you guys. Two balls and two strikes. Strike three called. Carter Silverthorne, the home plate umpire, rings up Shaw, and that's the first strikeout of the season and the game for Matt Buchanan. One up, one down in the second, and here's Ryan Miller hitting from the left side. Now, Miller, we told you, the catcher from the University of Tennessee, a lefty batter, throws righty. First pitch fouled straight back. Miller's season at Tennessee for the Volunteers this year, .455 batting average. Had just 11 at-bats, but made the most of them. .647 OBP. Appeared against Southern Miss in the Super Regionals. 0-1. That pitch misses from Buchanan, and it's 1-1. Of course, Tennessee had another great year. Both these players were in Omaha together. Virginia and Tennessee did not play against one another in the College World Series, but they were there at the same time as 1-1, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Miller, this is just his second game for the Axemen after making his debut last night against Bristol. 1-2, chopped foul. Miller had a walk-off two-run home run in his first career at bat earlier this year to finish the game and send it into run rule against Alabama A&M on February 21st. That's quite the way to make an appearance. Swings and misses at the 1-2. Drop third strike. He'll chug down to first. But Bargo throws him out. Two up, two down, two strikeouts for Matt Buchanan here in the second. So here comes Carson Queck, the outfielder from Kansas State. He hit .179 for the Wildcats this year. First pitch from Buchanan to Queck called strike one. Queck on the year, 30 ABs, .233 batting average, has 8 RBI. The 0-1. Queck waves at one outside, and it's 0-2. Buchanan looking to strike out the side here in the second as he's starting to feel a little bit more acclimated to the mound here in Bristol. Buchanan in the windup. The 0-2. It's chopped towards first. Gardner Fields. Buchanan over. The flip is in time. Steps on the bag with his right foot. And that does it for the Axemen in the second 1-2-3 inning for Matt Buchanan. In his second inning of work, a 3-1 putout. Nice field there by Buchanan to get over in time. State Liners will look to add to the lead when we return for the bottom of the second inning. We'll be right back on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. One 1-0 ball game. Stateliners out in front here early, just the bottom of the second inning. Bristol squeaks a run across in the first, and they'll try to do a little bit more of that here in inning number two. It's the 7-8-9 hitters. Seth Buchanan, Jake Cooper, Nick Arias. Second baseman, third baseman, shortstop scheduled to hit here in the bottom of the second. Again, another plug here for our text line. Shoot us a message, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. I'm Chris Mangrum, voice of the Stateliners. I know we've got several regular listeners. Be sure to send us a message, no matter who you are or how often you've sent us a text this year. We'd love to hear from you guys, get a conversation rolling. Anything you want to fill us in on, any fun anecdotes, stories, any of that, or if you just want to say hi, that works as well. Shoot us a message, and we'll have some conversation here throughout the ballgame in what is a seven-inning contest tonight here on Sunday night. 276-285-8780, one more time on that number. Here comes Seth Buchanan for his first at-bat of the ballgame. First pitch misses outside from Sheets, and we're underway in the second. It's 1-0. Again, Buchanan has had a little bit of a late start here as a ground ball by Buchanan to short. Fielded easily by White. His throw across is in time. Nice footwork by Shaw to catch and get out of the way as the throw brought him a little bit up the line. But it's a ground out from Buchanan, 6-3. Didn't get much of a chance to talk about Buchanan there as he went after a pitch early in the count. But kind of interesting that Buchanan has only played in now six games for Bristol after his team won a state championship. As here's a ground ball from Cooper to second. Quickly, another ground ball out, 4-3. So two outs. Man, we're getting far behind on Buchanan here, aren't we? So anyways, Buchanan missed several games because his team was fighting for a state championship and eventually won it. His brother Matt, who's on the mound tonight, was out in Omaha trying to get a college championship. Virginia fell a bit short. But now he's on the mound. So, all right, so two ground ball outs here in the second, and we're about done here, perhaps, as here comes Nick Arias. First pitch he sees, misses the zone 1-0. Now Arias, 36 at-bats. He's struggled a little bit with the stick, 167 batting average, has a 1-0 strike. Arias, six hits across those 36 at-bats. Does have seven RBI. Ball and a strike. And skips in low. Two balls and a strike to Nick Arias. Jordan Austin, the leadoff hitter, awaits on deck for Bristol. Hello to the Allen family out in Texas. Thank you guys for tuning back in. You guys are regulars now. Second time you've tuned in from here from Bristol. 2-1 misses up high. Appreciate you guys watching again tonight. Stateliners looking for some two-out magic here. 3-1. And it's ball four. Looked like a close pitch to Arias. He'll drop the bat and jog down to first for a two-out walk. Here comes Austin. Austin led off the game. He was hit by a pitch on the second pitch thrown by Mickey Sheets tonight. Austin worked his way around the base paths with a stolen base, a ground out, and then an RBI single by Aries Gardner. And the pitch misses high. One ball and no strikes. Again, Austin, 43 at-bats this year. He's hitting .349. Now up to seven stolen bases after he grabbed one earlier in this ballgame. Austin swings and misses up high, and it's one ball and a strike. We talked about the Omaha connections here for several of these players. We have Tennessee, Virginia. Well, of course, the championship series underway right now from Omaha. Gators lead the Tigers 22-3. 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. Now, I am personally a Tennessee fan for college sports, and one of my best friends is a Florida fan, and trust me, he keeps pinging my phone about the score of that game. 1-2, Austin lifts one out towards right center, and it's going to be down in the gap. Arias around third. They're going to wave him home. The throw in. Relay from Mancini. Not in time. It's an RBI double for Jordan Austin. And how about Arias scoring from first despite a nice relay throw by Mancini? State Liners pick up another run here in the second. They lead it 2-0. So pick up an RBI for Jordan Austin. That's his eighth of the season. And he's pretty much been responsible for all the action here for Bristol thus far. He scored the first run and drove in the second. Runner in second with two outs. Here's Tariq Freeney. Fouled straight back into the net. It's 0-1. Freeney was the first out of the ball game for Bristol in the first. Struck out. As a base hit here, could make it a three-run ball game. We wondered what kind of stuff Sheets would have. It's looking like he's not got his A stuff at the moment as the 0-1 off the plate, 1-1. Again, Sheets was simply dominant in his first start of the year, which was here at Boyce Cox Field. Four innings, four strikeouts, no runs, one hit. And just one walk. So two base runners across four innings last time he pitched against Bristol. Freeney hits one deep to center, but Queck slows, sticks up the glove, and puts it away. But Bristol gets another run on an RBI double by Jordan Austin, and the State Liners lead it here in the second, 2-0. Third inning coming up right after this on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. One run in the first, one run in the second for Bristol. It's 2-0 here at Boyce Cox Field. State Liners looking to split the series here with Kingsport as they did the first time these two teams got together back in early June. That was June 8th and 9th as the Axemen won the first game of the series 13-7 all the way back on Thursday, June the 8th. And then a walk-off here on Friday night, Bristol, a 6-5 victory on a single by Joe Kinneberg. That was the first split of the season. And then last night, Kingsport won it 12-0 down in Kingsport. Bristol looking to even the series, but also the season series as well tonight and get back over 500 as the State Liners an 8-8 record. Kingsport 7-10 coming into tonight. And here's 8-9-1 for Kingsport. Maze White, Andrew Citrin, and Peyton Allen will hit here in the inning. Third inning of work for Matt Buchanan in his first appearance for the State Liners this season. So Maze White hitting from the right side. Buchanan misses the plate, and it's 1-0. Maze White hitting 200 this year. Only eight hits thus far across 40 at-bats. 1-0 from Buchanan. There's ball two. White has a pair of doubles on the year, six ribbies, 12 strikeouts to 11 walks. Does have four stolen bases as well. Got some speed. 2-0, fouled off into the net. White plays at UAB, the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers. 21-year-old sophomore. Appeared in 19 games for UAB this year. 2-1. Fouled off out of play. Again, another one of these return players for the Axemen. Bristol's got a handful. Brandon Decker, the pitcher. Now Eric Arado, he's back. That's two players for the State Liners who returned from last year's team. But, man, the Axemen are filled with return players, including Mays White. 2-2 from Buchanan. And White is the latest strikeout victim of the night. Three strikeouts for Matt Buchanan. He's now retired. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row. And here comes the nine hitter, Andrew Citrin. Citrin just hitting 185 this year for Kingsport. 10 strikeouts to 1 walk. And there's a swing and a miss on the first pitch from Buchanan, 0-1. Citrin played at Georgetown this year. 19-year-old freshman, hit 154 in just 26 at-bats for the Hoyas. 0-1. Another good-looking pitch from Buchanan. It's 0-2. Kind of wondered how Buchanan would translate here back to Bristol, getting back involved with this State Liner team once his Virginia team was knocked out. He's looking good here tonight. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. There's another strikeout as Bargo picked up the baseball and tagged Citrin on the back. That's now 4 strikeouts for Buchanan. He struck out 4 of the last 5 hitters he has faced. And here comes Peyton Allen at the top of the order. Now, going back to Buchanan's high school days, he played 3 years for Lebanon High School. Of course, missed the 2020 season due to COVID. As the first pitch misses to Allen outside. Helped Lebanon, the Pioneers, capture its first state championship in 2021 alongside his brother Seth on that same team. 1-0. There's a strike. Now listen to these numbers for Buchanan here locally. 24-0 record. Did not lose a game in his high school career. A 0.43 ERA, 291 strikeouts, and 161 innings. That'll do just fine. 1-1 misses low. Had 7 no-hitters in high school. Was a 2-time player of the year by the Bristol Herald Courier, which is the local paper here in the area. 2-1 from Buchanan. Ground ball out to second. Fielded by his brother, Seth. And it's a brotherly love as Buchanan retires Allen. It's the second consecutive 1-2-3 inning for Matt Buchanan, who is in a groove out there on the mound for Bristol. 3 up, 3 down. 2-0 our score as we head to the bottom of the third. Stay with us, folks, on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a State Liner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. Welcome back to Bristol. The State Liners lead it 2-0 here against the Kingsport Axemen. Great start on the mound from Matt Buchanan, who's retired 7 in a row. And the State Liners have picked up a run in each of the first 2 innings, and now they'll look to grab the 3rd run of the ball game. Got a message here from our text line. Says, "Hi, we are watching behind home plate. I'm going to assume you're sitting right in front of me. So if you're here, turn around, wave at me. Let's see who you are." All right, first pitch coming. It's 3-4-5. Bargo, Gardner, and Oblas has the first pitch called a strike. As Mickey Sheets still out there. Hello, Larsons. All right, now I know who's listening. The 0-1 off the plate. 1 ball, 1 strike. Bargo grounded out to first in his last at bat, a three unassisted. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Bargo hits that one out to right. Mancini on a dive, down to a knee. The throw is wild as a collision at first base. Bargo and Shaw got caught up there. Mancini made an excellent play on the dive out to his left. Went up to one knee to throw over, but the throw was wild. Bargo seems to be okay. That's going to be a single for Bargo. And that's two large men colliding at first base. Bargo listed at 6'1", 200. Corbin Shaw listed at 6'1", 220. So I guess he's got a few pounds on him. Bargo's still kind of walking it off out there after the collision, but he's a catcher, so he's tough. He'll step back on the bag, and here comes Aries Gardner, who's been a part of this middle of the order for the Stateliners, who's been doing some damage this year. Gardner had an RBI single the last time he stepped to the plate. And then, of course, the dangerous Trey Oblas will hit next. First pitch from Sheets, breaking ball, got Gardner out in front of it, and it's 0-1. Gardner hitting 306 at the moment. 818 OPS, the 0-1. That one off the plate. Good block from Miller behind the plate to keep Bargo at first. One ball and one strike. The count to Aries Gardner as the Stateliners lead it 2-0 in the bottom of the third. And nice take by Gardner as it's just off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Sheets takes a peek at first. Knee up, the pitch. Inside as it nearly got Gardner. Three balls and one strike. No outs here in the third. The Stateliners would love to add to their lead here in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch from Sheets. Up and in, and that's ball four. Two batters in the inning for the Stateliners. Two have reached. A single by Bargo, a walk by Gardner, and now two on for the dangerous Trey Oblas, who smoked a ball down the right field line in the first inning to get a double. And here comes a change on the mound as the manager, Mike Gwynn, is going to come out, take the baseball from Mickey Sheets, and we're going to take a break as they change pitchers. We'll be right back. Our score, 2-0 Bristol, bottom of the third inning. We'll be right back on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, pitching change here in Bristol as the day is done for Mickey Sheets. They did not want to let Sheets face Oblas with two on, and they'll go with the righty, Jake Timms. Get you some info here on Timms, who's a sort of a local product. Timms was went to high school at Dobbins Bennett High School in Kingsport, Tennessee, so the Axemen right at home for him. He is currently a pitcher for Belmont down in the Nashville area. His second season in the Appy League, made three appearances last year, including one start. Had 15.43 ERA last year and 4 2/3 innings for the Axemen. And so Timms takes the mound, and the baseball for Kingsport in a tough spot here with two on and none out against Trey Oblas. First pitch from Timms misses outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Oblas had the big double in the first inning. Didn't score a run, but boy, did he smoke it. Swing and a miss on a changeup as it's 1-1. Get you some numbers here on Timms thus far this year for Kingsport. As the 1-1 called strike two on Oblas. He is, this is his fourth appearance this year. 7.56 ERA across 8 1/3. 10 hits, 7 runs, 11 Ks, and 5 strikeouts. So that's a high strikeout rate as this pitch skips away from Miller and down to third. Goes Bargo, and up to second goes Gardner. So two in scoring position now. As it's two balls and two strikes. Hello to the Cross family who's listening in to the broadcast tonight. Says they're on the way to the game. Did you guys not realize it's a 6 o'clock first pitch, not 7? Huh? Come on. Two balls, two strikes. Infield comes in for Kingsport. Oblas waves at one, and there's strike three. That is something that Trey is has a tendency to do. He can really pound the baseball, but he's prone to the occasional strikeout as well. So big strikeout for Timms in relief. One out, two runners in scoring position, and here's Eric Arado. Hello to Johnny Shaw, who's watching again from Conyers. We remember you guys texting us back early in June watching from Conyers, Georgia. So hello, Mr. Shaw. All right. Arado struck out his first time up. First pitch hit deep to left center field. That should be deep enough to score a run. Quick squeezes it. And Bargo and Gardner both tag. And that's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Eric Arado. His first of the year for the State Liners. And the State Liners have picked up another run here in the third. One in the first, one in the second, one in the third. It's 3-0 Bristol. Thought for a moment that ball might have had a little more juice there for Arado, but it'll be a sac fly as Quick puts the glove on it. Bargo comes in to score, and now the first pitch to Buchanan, a swing and a miss. As the 0-1, a swing and a miss, Buchanan now behind 0-2. How fun it must be for Seth and Matt to be playing on the same summer league team, two brothers from Lebanon, Virginia. 0-2, Buchanan chases outside. Nice job by Jake Timms, who came in with two on and none out, and he only allows one run to score. So an excellent job by Jake Timms. But the State Liners add another run. They lead it 3-0. We'll be back with the fourth right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, welcome back, folks. 3-0 our score. The Stateliners have picked up one run in the first, the second, and the third. And they lead it 3-0 as we head to the fourth. And we've got a pitching change here for Bristol. Matt Buchanan goes three strong innings, and he will go in relief. Going in relief will be Aubrey Smith from UNC Wilmington. So let's take a peek here at the numbers for Aubrey Smith coming into play today. Seen him on a number of occasions this year for the Stateliners. So Smith has thrown 7 2/3 innings, 4.70 ERA. He's got a 1-0 record. Not too many strikeouts, only three across seven innings. But he's limited the base runners with only three walks. So a nice start to the year for Aubrey Smith, and he'll look to shut it down once again. It's 2-3-4, Mancini, Sutton, and Ortiz in the top of the fourth. First pitch called strike one. So a couple final lines here. We'll get those for you as Buchanan goes three innings, only allowing one hit, no runs, four strikeouts, and a walk. Stateliners will take that all day long. And Smith misses inside to Mancini, and it's one ball and one strike. We also saw Sheets leave the ball game last inning. He ended up throwing two innings, gave up four hits, three runs, all earned, two walks, and two Ks. 1-1 from Smith. Outside, ball two. Mancini singled. He's got the lone hit of the ball game for Kingsport. He had a single in the first. One of the most dangerous bats in the lineup here for Kingsport, hitting in the two spot, hitting from the left side against the righty, Aubrey Smith. 2-1. Chopped out towards first. Gardner feels the hop, flips to Smith, and nicely done. And we've seen a couple of those tonight. Now the second 3-1 put out for Bristol, and that's good pitcher fielding right there. We saw Buchanan do it in the, what inning was that? Inning two, and now in inning number four, Aubrey Smith gets in on the action. One down in the fourth. So here comes Logan Sutton. Sutton walked and was retired on a double play in the first inning. 357 average for Sutton as it stands now. Just getting started on the year. Lifts one high towards shallow center field. Converging are a few Stateliners. It's actually Oblas from left who comes over to squeeze it. He had the best look at it. Two up, two down in the fourth. Nine straight batters retired by this Bristol pitching staff. And this nine-hitter streak started with a double play by Daniel Ortiz. And, in fact, the retire streak of the nine hitters started when Ted Power, the pitching coach for Bristol, came out, had a quick chat with Matt Buchanan, and he just had his magic elixir out there. And right after that, nine straight retired. So whatever Coach Power said, you might want to recycle that and use it next time. 1-0. Hit hard to third, and, well, there goes the streak. Single out to left by Ortiz. I guess they say such a thing as an announcer's jinx. Start talking too much about how many batters have been sat down in a row, and promptly a base hit by Ortiz. He's got a single with two outs in the fourth. And here's Corbin Schaap. Ortiz on that first pitch single raises his average to 350. Now here's Shaw, who's hitting 275. First pitch, misses low from Aubrey Smith. I feel like it's a tradition here. Anytime Aubrey Smith gets on the mound to talk about Wilmington, North Carolina, as his hometown, plays for UNC Wilmington, As Ortiz fouls one off the pole here. Excuse me, Shaw fouls one off the pole. It's easy to get Ortiz and Shaw mixed up. Both played at Walter State Community College, and both are strong right-handed hitters. So I will actually be traveling down to Wilmington here in about a week or so for our annual little family trip. Looking forward to being down there once again. One ball, one strike, runner going, swing and a miss, pick back to first. Oh, they can't get the tag down. A late jump by Ortiz. He changed his mind on the steal to second. Bargo picked up on it, fired back to first, but Gardner couldn't get the tag down in time. In fact, if Gardner, this is one of those plays where if Gardner had been right-handed, meaning the glove on his left hand, he might have had an easier time making that tag. You don't see that often, as it's normally an advantage to have a lefty over there. 1-2 count to Corbin Shaw. The pitch fouled off. So talking a bit about what's coming up this week for Bristol. A game tonight, a 7-inning contest with Kingsport. Then a day off tomorrow on the day off for Monday. The entire league will take tomorrow off. And then a split series with Bluefield. Bluefield will be here Tuesday night. Stateliners travel to Bluefield on Wednesday. A doubleheader with Pulaski on Thursday night here at home, starting at 5 o'clock. And then Friday night, Pulaski, another game at 7 o'clock on this coming Friday. 1-2. Hit up in the sky towards right. Arado with a chance. Settles and puts it away for out number 3. 4 consecutive scoreless innings for this Bristol pitching staff. They lead it 3-0, and hey, we talk about patterns quite a bit. They've picked up one run in every inning. Why not add one more when we come back for the bottom of the fourth? You're watching the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Three to nothing, our score. The Stateliners have picked up one run every time they've come to the plate. And here in the bottom of the fourth, they'll look to grab at least one more as they lead the Axemen 3-0. Now, let's tell you how those runs came in. In the first inning, Jordan Austin was hit by a pitch to start the inning. Stole second, reached third on a grounder, and scored on an RBI single by Aries Gardner. That made it 1-0. Then in the second inning, Nick Arias got a two-out walk and scored on a RBI double by Jordan Austin all the way from first to make it 2-0. And then Dalton Bargo came in to score in the third inning on a sacrifice fly by Eric Irado. That's how we have gotten to our 3-0 score. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Bristol. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for Kingsport. A fairly clean ball game thus far. As Jake Cooper will lead off the fourth against Jake Timms. Good-looking pitch from Timms as a swing and a miss by Cooper. It's 0-1. Cooper grounded out to second base in his only other appearance today. Foul ball on 0-1 as Cooper fouled it straight back to the backstop. No balls, 2 strikes. Cooper's had a bit of a slow start, hitting 188, but it's picked up here recently. 0-2. Misses low in the dirt. Miller chases it down and gets a new baseball. 1-2. Several games happening today in the Appy League, all of them 7-inning contests. As a 1-2 to Cooper, misses high, 2-2. Johnson City pacing Danville 8-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Pulaski beating Burlington 5-0. There's a shocker, bottom four. 2-2. Cooper fouls it off. Let's get to the other scores. Elizabethton leading Greenville 7-1. They had a no-hitter going there for a bit. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Tie ball game in Princeton as Bluefield and Princeton going at it 1-1 in the top of the fourth. And, of course, 3-0 here. 2-2. Cooper lines one to first and caught right out of the air by Shaw as he dove to his left. And that ball hit pretty well by Cooper, but right to the glove of Shaw. One up, one down in the fourth inning. So here's Nick Arias. Arias got things rolling in the second inning for Bristol when he had a two-out walk and then scored from first on a double into the right center field gap by Jordan Austin. Timms finds the zone, and it's 0-1. Since Timms has come in, he's kind of shut the door. Did give up a sacrifice fly RBI, but he's retired the first four he's seen. Here's a grounder to third, fielded by Ortiz. Boy, does he make it look smooth out there at third base. I'll tell you what, he's a big guy over there at third, Ortiz. He is listed at 6'1", 228, but he moves like a cat, almost like the name Andre Scalaraga. Throwing that back for you baseball fans. He is just so smooth for a big guy over there at third. So two up, two down, and here's Jordan Austin. He'll show a bunt. Fielded by Timms on the backhand. Did he beat it? Yes, he did. So a little two-out magic here for Bristol as Austin gets his, well, will they call it a hit? I believe they did. It was bobbled there briefly by Timms, so could see the case for making that an error. What do they call? Nope, it'll be a single for Austin. So he's got a single and a double, and in his other at-bat, he was hit by a pitch and scored. So Austin off to an excellent start. And here's Tariq Freeney, who's due for a hit. He's only hitting 237 on the year. He's 0-2 today. First pitch back our way. Hello. That bounced off a couple things. Right over the head of Clay Ramsey, who's the Kingsport announcer. Glad to share a booth with Clay this year. And Kingsport comes on the road, 0-1, outside. Now, you may or may not know this already, but for the Stateliners, we do not travel on the road, just home games. We normally have 24 home games on the year, but with the doubleheader being added on Thursday, we might get up to 25. So we might have one extra game for you this year. Freeney fouls another one right over our heads. This one a bit higher and out of play. And it's one ball and two strikes. All faith night here tonight at the Stateliners ball game. Those in attendance, if they bring a church bulletin, receive $1 off of their admission price this evening. So there are not too many more better things to be doing on a Sunday night than checking out a ball game here on a beautiful evening from Bristol. Now, when I have a color analyst, I normally assign him the weather job. So it totally slipped my mind earlier, but 79 degrees currently. Runner looked like he was going as Freeney slaps one back into the screen. Several foul balls back towards our direction. If he gets one right, we may have to duck out of the way. If you've never been to Boyce Cox Field, press box has a pretty good view of the entire field, but the netting doesn't go up too high. So if a foul ball comes right at us, we might be jumping out of the way. 1-2, Freeney lays off as it misses outside, count even at 2-2. Two outs in the inning. Stateliners lead it 3-0. Jordan Austin at first after a bunt single. And a chance for Freeney here. He'll check on Austin again. He's back in there safely. Austin picked up a stolen base in the first inning, his seventh of the year. If Freeney were able to reach, it's that tough part of this order. Bargo, Gardner, Oblas. That lefty conglomerate ready to hit next. 2-2. Up and in, ball three, and now Austin's going to get a head start. Good at bat here for Austin to work it to 3-2. He's hit several foul balls to stay alive. This will be the seventh pitch of the at bat. Austin can move. He's going. 3-2. Freeney. That ball is far. That ball is deep. That ball is gone. Tariq Freeney sent that one deep to left field. It's a two-run homer. That's the second homer of the year for Tariq Freeney, and the State Liners keep adding on. It's 5-0, Bristol. So Bristol can't help themselves. They've scored in every inning. One in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and my goodness. That homer by Tariq Freeney. Be sure to check at Appy League Data on Twitter. They send out every home run throughout the Appy League, including exit velocity, launch angle, distance. Can't wait to see the numbers there as he hit that one deep to left. And here's Dalton Bargo. One ball, no strikes after the two-run shot by Tariq Freeney. Bargo a big swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. That had to feel like one of those that you never even felt the bat hit the ball. 1-1, Bargo. There's a fair ball down the right field line. It's going to bounce around in the corner. That's going to be at least two bags for Bargo, and he's going to slow and stop at second base. A single and a double for Bargo. And tonight, it's Bristol who's got the bats rolling, as now they've got their seventh hit of the ball game, and here comes Aries Gardner, the cleanup man. Baseball's funny, huh? Just last night, this Axemen team beat the State Liners 12-0. Bristol has two hits in the ball game. They've got three this inning. Here's Gardner. There's a first pitch strike from Timms. So much can change from day to day in this Appy League. It can change so fast from inning to inning even. Tonight looks like two totally different games from last night. Gardner chops one foul down the first baseline. And there's also something to be said about being at home as well. Hitting in the park you're familiar with. As State Liners have played it pretty up and even here this year. They're 3-3 at home. They're 5-5 on the road. And their record, of course, at 8-8. So they're .500 everywhere. Kingsport has struggled a bit more on the road. They're only 2-5. As a foul ball straight back by Gardner. So no balls, two strikes. Gardner trying to make something happen here with two outs in the fourth. State Liners lead it 5-0. The 0-2 from Timms. Gardner. And he hit that one off the first base coach, Chris Kennedy, down there. He shrugged his shoulders and shared a smile. He seems to be all right. I'll tell you, I would not like to be hit by a foul ball, but I definitely would not like to be hit by a foul ball off the bat of Aries Gardner. Excuse me, the pink bat of Aries Gardner. 0-2. And a strike three called. Gardner kind of looked back at the home plate umpire, Carter Silverthorne, and shook his head and said, you know what, that was a pretty good call. So third out of the inning, but Bristol adds two more on a deep, deep two-run homer by Tariq Freeney. And they lead it 5-0. Fifth inning coming up right after this on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a State Liner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, 5-0 ball game. Stateliners have brought the bats tonight against the Axemen. And they've picked up a run in every inning thus far. As it'll be 6-7-8, Miller, Queck, White, scheduled to hit here in the fifth. And just a reminder, folks, this is only a 7-inning contest. On Sundays throughout the summer, the Appy League goes to 7-inning games. Oftentimes, Monday is the day off for every team. So after playing this difficult schedule where they play like 6 straight days, having a short game on Sunday and a day off on Monday really allows these guys to sort of regroup before the grind starts all over again. These guys are college players. They're used to playing maybe 3 days in a row on a weekend, perhaps 4 games in a week. We're talking about 6 games in a week, so really like that they do that. Gives these arms a chance to regroup and a short little game here on Sunday. Top of the fifth, first pitch fouled straight up and over our heads out of play. Ryan Miller struck out his first time up. You can kind of say that about several of these Axemen, as he was one of the 4 victims of Matt Buchanan on the strikeout. No balls, 1 strike. That ball crushed deep to right field. Arado back to the fence, and he can't go any further as there's a solo shot by Ryan Miller. Just newly entered into this Kingsport lineup from the University of Tennessee, and he hits one deep out of here, a high fly ball to right field, and the Axemen are on the board. It's 5-1, Stateliners. Might we say a little go Vols on that home run by Miller? So here's Carson Queck. Queck grounded out to the first base last time up. And 1-0 the count. As Smith looks to regroup here after giving up a solo shot in the top of the fifth. 1-0. Here's a fly ball out of play. Heads up, fans. There's a bounce and over into the football field. Tell you what, we've had quite a few foul balls here today. A lot of souvenirs in the stands. Great day to bring your kid out to the ball game. See, I'm looking at one young fan with a baseball in his hand right down to our left. Here's a 1-1. Breaking ball hit deep to left center. Austin on his horse. What a catch by Austin as he slides to secure it. Queck gave that a drive into left center field, and Austin uses his speed to track it down. 1 out after the fly ball by Queck. There you go, Clay. I was waiting for it. Too quick for Queck. Great line over there by Clay, the announcer for Kingsport. All right, here's Maze White. 1 out, top 5. 5-1 ball game. First pitch, strike 1 to Maze White. White struck out looking to start inning number 3. First time facing Aubrey Smith, though. 0-1, just off the plate, ball and a strike. Now, we were chatting about this last inning, but 4 games coming up in the next 5 days or so? It'll really be 4 home games in 4 days. 5 total games in 4 days as the 1-1 fouled off. So, again, a review of the schedule. Day off tomorrow for Bristol. We've documented that. Home against Bluefield Tuesday, on the road against Bluefield Wednesday, 2 games at home against Pulaski on Thursday, and then another home game on Friday against Pulaski. 1-2, hit out to right. Arado chasing but can't get there. It's down for a base knock for Maze White. He'll turn around first and slam on the brakes. Nice job by Bristol to get the ball in quickly. That's the second hit of the inning as Kingsport's offense coming alive here is White with a 1-out single, and here's Andrew Citron, the 9-hitter. But coming up in July, that's, by the way, in case you didn't know this, July 1st is Saturday, guys. June went by pretty quick, huh? But I will actually be going out of town coming up on July 1st. I'll be gone for about a week. We don't know. We have a couple names that will be filling in for me, I believe. There's three home games that I'll miss, July 1 through July 8. Not quite sure who that's going to be yet as Citrin swings and misses. But I'll be traveling to the hometown of Mr. Aubrey Smith, who's on the mound for Bristol right now, Wilmington, for our annual trip. So a little vacation for me, and I'll be back with you starting July 11th, I believe, will be my next game after this week. 0-1, Citrin chops one to third, and it's foul. And misplayed over there in the third base box by Mike Gwynn. I think his team's going to let him hear about that. Let it go right through his hands. Give the guys a hard time here as these first and third base coaches. Gwynn couldn't field it. He threw his hands up. I think he's catching some grief from the Bristol dugout over there on the third base side. 0-2. In the dirt low. Runner goes. Bargos throws, sails into center. Austin fields quickly. Thought he was going to try to gun to third. But Mays White's going to slide in safely. So, all right, White. Let's see. He'll get the stolen base, and then the error by Bargo allows White to advance to third. So stolen base and an E2, White to third with one out here in the fifth. Stateliners lead 5-1, but the Axemen knocking on the door a little bit here. 1-2 the count to Citrin. The pitch, strike three. So two Ks for Citrin in the nine spot. There's two outs and a big out for Aubrey Smith. That was the fifth steal of the year from Mays White. Look, if your first name is Mays, you better be fast. And White can certainly run. Give me some Willie Mays Hayes vibes. Two outs in the fifth. Here's the top of the order. Peyton Allen, two ground outs on his ledger today. He'll look to drive in his teammate White. And he might. First pitch hit deep to left. Right off the top of the fence. Allen nearly sent it out of here. He's going to try for second. Throw is not in time. So RBI double for Peyton Allen. Kingsport has grabbed two more runs here in the top of the fifth, making things a bit interesting here in Bristol, as that's an RBI double for Peyton Allen. Mays White scores easily from third. And now Mike Mancini, a dangerous hitter, comes to the plate, but not before Ted Power comes out to have another magic chat with Aubrey Smith. Third double of the year for Peyton Allen. Now remember, Ted Power came out last time to chat with Matt Buchanan, and then Bristol sat down nine straight Axemen. So Power out there working his magic. And we'll see how things go here as Smith staying in the ballgame despite giving up a few base knocks here in the inning. This gives us a chance to check our chat line. Hello to Drew and Vicky. Said just a couple of regulars tuning in from Florida. We appreciate you guys for listening. You guys comment just about every night. So we thank you all for checking in with us. Appreciate you guys checking in on the broadcast. Again, we're not going to hit it too hard tonight, but one last time. If you want to shoot us a message, be sure to at 276-285-8780. We really enjoy hearing from you all throughout the season. And I haven't met many of you, but I feel like I know many of you already in just a few handful of games. So thank you all for your kind comments, and drop us a message anytime. Love to chat with you. First pitch to Mancini, lifted to center. I think Ted Power did it again. And an easy one pitch out. I don't know if Ted Power has some pixie dust that he takes out to the mound for those pitching visits, but I might want to get some of that. All right, Mancini flies out to end the fifth. There's three outs, and the Axemen trail at 5-2 after picking up a pair here in the top of the fifth. Bristol will look to get some back here when we return on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, we've got a bit of a ball game here. Stateliners started out with a 5-0 lead. They've scored in every inning. But the Axemen, they're not going away quietly into the night. They pick up 2 runs in the top of the fifth on a solo homer by Ryan Miller. And Maze White scores on an RBI double by Peyton Allen to make it 5-2. And a new arm on the mound for Kingsport, it's Cade Nelson, who we saw back here against Bristol earlier in the year. And a couple of stats here on Nelson. Get those for you. In his most recent outing, he only threw 1 pitch and got 1 out. That's what you call effective and efficient. So Nelson, 6.2 innings as the first pitch fouled off by Oblas. Nelson, 5.40 ERA, 6 2/3 innings, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, 7 Ks, and 1 walk. I'll tell you what, he had a nice little outing here against Bristol early in the year as the 0-1 misses low, and it was nearly caught by the home plate umpire. Nelson threw 3 1/3 innings against Bristol on June the 9th. Gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, and a walk. We were really impressed with his effort, and he was pulled out of the ballgame, and then Bristol walked it off in the ninth. That was a 6-5 win for the Stateliners. 1-1, pitch to Oblas, called a strike. Tell you what, if you're family or friends of Trey Oblas and Dalton Bargo, you've probably caught me a few times mixing the two up. They just are so similar. Oblas hits one out to left center field. Allen ranging over into the gap to put it away. And that's out number one in inning number 5. I've had to catch myself a few times with Bargo and Oblas, both lefties. Now, Oblas a bit taller, 6'4", 210. Bargo is 6'1", 200. But big lefties. So here's Eric Arado. He's looking for his first hit of the ball game. And in fact, he does have 1 hit on the season. As the pitch misses the zone, it's 1-0. Arado made his debut over the weekend. And now that's going to be a base hit as he punishes one to deep right center field. Arado touches first and glides into second base. And how about some more action on the base paths for the Appy League All-Star from last year? Eric Arado with a 1-out double. Second hit of the year for Arado, who's just joined the team here as of recent. And here comes Seth Buchanan. He's 0-2. Now, on a day when your brother, Matt, starts, you got to get a base hit, right? Buchanan could give the Stateliners a run with a base hit here. Cade Nelson, the pitcher. Breaking ball, misses low, 1-0. Buchanan does have 2 RBI on the year. His average currently at 125. Now, Buchanan, we've talked a lot about his Lebanon ties. He'll be playing baseball at VMI next year. 1-0 from Nelson. Down and in, 2-0. You'd love a hit here from Buchanan, but you'd love a base runner just as much. 5-2 ball game. State Liners lead it. Bottom five. One on second and one out. And there's ball three as Nelson struggling to find the zone thus far in this at-bat with Buchanan in the box. Surely Seth is taking here the pitch. And that one even missed the zone. So Buchanan will jog to first. Two on, one out, and here's Jake Cooper. You've had two homers in this ballgame. Tariq Freeney, we had that one earlier. He hit one. We got the stats for you. 333 out the left field, 93 miles an hour on the EV, 28-degree launch angle. Now, Ryan Miller, who hit the home run last inning, we knew it was a high towering fly ball. 99 off the bat, 47-degree launch angle. You don't see that often, 335 feet. First pitch from Cooper, grounded to second, fielded by White, steps on the bag, and how about a double play for Kingsport? That ball was hit right at the bag by Cooper. White able to just field, step on the bag, and throw across. So that ends the threat in the fifth. State Liners still lead at 5-2, but the Axemen are trying to come for that lead. Only two innings left in this seven-inning contest on Sunday afternoon. Stay with us, folks. The sixth is coming up right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
We're through five. Bristol leads Kingsport 5-2, and it's time for another arm for Bristol. And this time it's Anthony Gonzalez, who's putting together an excellent season for the State Liners. He's 1-0, 2.35 ERA across four appearances. He's got a save. Five hits in those 7 2/3, only two earned runs, nine strikeouts to two walks. So they've really found a little bit of something here for Anthony Gonzalez as he is going to pretty much come in for the save here, I'd imagine. He'd get the sixth and the seventh, and a big spot in this Kingsport order. 3-4-5, Sutton, Ortiz, Shaw, scheduled to hit here in the sixth. We've said it a few times, but I feel like you can't really bury the lead. This is only a seven-inning game on Sunday afternoon, so kind of changes how you manage the ball game. You're bringing in your closer here in the sixth, essentially. He and Decker are pretty much the two big right arms out there in the bullpen that they hand the ball to late. And, in fact, Decker is getting loose down the left field line, so perhaps we'll see Gonzalez in the sixth and Decker in the seventh, depending on how things go. So here's Logan Sutton. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. Ball misses upstairs. One ball and no strikes the count. Sutton did reach base on a walk earlier in the ball game. Looking for his first hit today, 1-0. In off the plate, two balls, no strikes. Gonzalez, a righty from Lehigh University, and has just wrapped up his freshman year. Only 1 2/3 innings. As a nice breaking ball. Sutton chased it out of the zone on 2-0. Nice bounce back. Two balls and a strike. Gonzalez has really done a great job limiting base runners this year. Only two walks through his first 7 2/3 innings. 2-1. Breaking ball again, fouled off. So now 2-2 after two consecutive strikes from Gonzalez. Sounds like a fight happening down to our right for the foul ball. A couple of young fans going at it. Hope everybody's all right down there. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Gonzalez in the stretch, the pitch. Breaker, chopped, foul once again. That ball looked like it was going to stay fair, but the spin just rolled it right out of play. So we'll do it again on 2-2. Sutton was named Tennessee Mr. Baseball in 2021. That's quite the honor. Named the Knoxville High School Sports Player of the Year in 2021. How about a .458 average with 9 homers in his senior season for Powell? 2-2 fouled off again. There's another souvenir. Good at bat here for Gonzalez. As he's now seen 5 pitches. Excuse me, six pitches. He's going to see pitch number 7 coming up next in a 2-2 count, making life hard on Anthony Gonzalez, who's just entered the ball game. 2-2. Here's a breaking ball off the plate, and he's worked it full. Seeing good on good here. Gonzalez was down in the count 2-0, fights back to 2-2. Sutton fouls off several pitches, and now it's full. Quite the battle here in the top of the sixth as Kingsport looks to get their leadoff man on. 3-2. Hit hard to short. Fielded by Arias. Throw across in time. And there's an out in the sixth. 6-3 on the put out. And here comes Daniel Ortiz. Ortiz, 1-for-2 today. Average sitting at .350 on the year. Singled his last time up through the left side. First pitch, breaking ball up high. You can tell Gonzalez really likes to go with that bender. Gets a lot of, at least from our perspective, left to right action on that breaking ball as now Ortiz calls time. So bragging on Ortiz a bit. .345 average coming into today. 3 homers, 15 ribbies, 4 stolen bases. We've already talked about his footwork at third base, how easy he makes things look over there. Nice player. 1-0 misses again. 2 balls, no strikes. Ortiz just finished his freshman year at Walter State. I'll tell you what, these schools better come after this kid. 2-0. And now 3-0. If I'm not correct, I believe I'm correct here that Walter State's a 2-year school. So he'll be ready and available coming up at the end of next year. Look out. 3 balls, no strikes to Ortiz. The pitch. He gets the green light on 3-0, fouled it off his foot. Again, I think we said these numbers earlier, but just they're so impressive, I want to say them again. This season at Walter State, .383, 76 runs, 62 hits, 28 extra base hits, including 16 homers, 55 runs driven in, .538 on base percentage. A freshman, Daniel Ortiz, and he's raking here in the Appy League as well. 3-1 pitch to him, swing and a miss, and it's full again. Second consecutive 3-2 count on the first two hitters here in inning number 6 as Bristol looking to get the final 5 outs and secure a victory here at home. The pitch. There's ball 4. Nice take by Ortiz. Bat flipped to the dugout, and he's down to first. You got to be so careful with him. In many ways, he's not quite reached that level yet, but whenever he walks out there, you kind of start to think, maybe one base isn't so bad, knowing his numbers. Again, he's got three homers on the year, and here comes Ted Power. And let's see if he brought the pixie dust with him again. Two visits to the rubber on the day so far. This is his third trip out there. The first time he came out, Matt Buchanan then proceeded to retire every batter he faced afterwards, nine in a row total by the Bristol team. Then Power comes out again in the fifth, just last inning, to speak with Aubrey Smith. A one-pitch fly out to end the inning with a runner at second. See if he can do it again. I tell you what, Ted was recently inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Had a long major league career, not only as a player but as a coach. As we've said on several occasions, when that man talks, you better listen. First pitch, big swing and a miss as Shaw tried to hit a home run on that pitch. Big swing, big cut, 0-1. Shaw 0-2. Flew out to right last time. And another swing and a miss. Gonzalez is ahead 0-2 on Corbin Shaw. I'll tell you what. If Shaw hits into a ground ball, double play here after Power went to the mound again, that'd be three times. I mean, you got to give it to the man at that point. Gonzalez takes a peek at first. Ortiz with a big lead. The pitch. Outside, Bargo slides out to block it. Ball and two strikes. Ryan Miller, who hit the homer, is on deck. So if Shaw can get on, look out here in the sixth for Kingsport. 1-2. Ooh, just missed inside. Are we going to have another 3-2 count here on every hitter in the inning, perhaps? 2-2 the count currently. Gonzalez takes a breather, steps back on the rubber, checks his sign in the stretch, takes a peek at first. Here comes a 2-2. Strike three. How about it? Corbin Shaw, his second strikeout of the day. He's back to the dugout. He's 0-3. And a big strikeout there for Gonzalez. Two outs. And here's Ryan Miller. We saw Miller golf one. Remember, we had the stats for you. He hit it 99 miles an hour off the bat. 335 down the right field line, but the launch angle, 47 degrees. He nearly hit that straight up in the air. And it just left the yard because he got so much of it. Now, the homer came off of Aubrey Smith, so Gonzalez, a new pitcher out there. First pitch, runner going. Pop fly, out of play. And Bargo gives chase, but we've got a souvenir here. Where's that one going to bounce? Several kids running. And we see some claps here. Young man got the baseball. Nothing like watching a bunch of kids chase after a foul ball. Myself, if I were down there, I still have that instinct to just go after it. No balls and a strike. Ryan Miller, the hitter. Solo shot last time. A homer here would make it a one-run game. This one hit hard up the middle. Off the glove of Gonzalez. Buchanan can't get a glove on it. And that's going to allow Ortiz to move up to third. So back-to-back hits for Ryan Miller. And the tying run comes to the plate. It's Carson Queck. Now, Queck, last time up, he did fly out to center field, but Jordan Austin made an excellent play in the gap. It probably took away two bases from Queck on a liner out the left center. Queck representing the tying run in the batter's box. He's 0-2 tonight. Runners on first and third with two outs. First pitch, up and in, ball one. We saw Bargo go out with the first and third scenario and give the signal to his defense on what they're going to do if the runner goes. Miller is a catcher, but he has played some outfield, so he could run with two outs. 1-0. Quick, deep to left. Austin chasing it back towards the wall. Can he get there? on the track. He sticks his glove up and puts it away. A huge out. Austin has now robbed Queck of two base hits in the same gap. And that is a huge third out to end the sixth with Kingsport threatening. So Bristol holds their 5-2 lead. They'll look for a couple insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth before our final inning in the seventh coming up shortly. Fans, stay with us. This one's still in doubt here from Bristol. We'll be right back on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. Just kidding. We're hanging out for the seventh inning stretch in the sixth inning. Y'all stand up, sing along. Here we go. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. All right, bottom of the sixth coming up next.
Listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
All right, the whole seventh inning stretch and the sixth inning, we've kind of set a precedent, on that staying here and singing on the seventh inning stretch. It always gets me on these seven inning games, so we try to sing it with you every time, and hopefully you got a good stretch in. We're almost there, guys. Bottom of the sixth. Bristol looking for an extra run here as Nick Arias, the number nine hitter, faces the new pitcher on the mound for Kingsport. It's Ricky Reith. We saw Reith earlier this season in a game against Bristol here in Bristol, as now it's 2-0 to the nine-hole hitter, Arias. So quickly on Reith, he's a two-way player. As a 2-0 also misses the zone, 3-0. We saw Reith play a little outfield earlier this year. He's a righty from Notre Dame, 6.06 ERA on the mound for the Fighting Irish this year. There's a strike. 1-0 record, 16 and a third innings for Notre Dame. Give up 11 runs, 12 strikeouts, 8 walks. 3-1. There's strike two. Is Reith bouncing back nicely here? Counts full. Reith much better for Kingsport this summer thus far. 3.09 ERA. 3-2. Arias hits the breaking ball out to right. A dive. Hello, Andrew Citron. He got horizontal out there in right field and stole a hit from Nick Arias. That will that'll inspire your pitcher every time as Reith. First pitcher he faces, Nick Arias, lines one out to right, and Andrew Citron said, "Not so fast, my friend." That's a web gem out there in right field as Arias down on the liner to right. One out, and here's Jordan Austin. First pitch called a strike. Austin has not been retired today. two hits, a single and a double, was hit by a pitch in his other at-bat. He shows bunt again, but pulls the bat back. That's how he got his single last time. He just laid one down, and the pitcher, Jake Timms, had a little issue with it, and Austin ended up at first. 1-1, swing and a miss on an inside fastball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Austin can't catch up to the fastball up in the zone. 2 up, 2 down, and a nice start to the sixth here for Ricky Reith. First time Austin's been down today. So 2 outs, and here's Tariq Freeney, who absolutely unloaded on a baseball his last time up, picked up a 2-run homer. So we know he's got big-time power. Sun's still out here in Bristol. You can probably see the shadows on the field. A lot of sun out there. As we're at 7:45 local time. 1-0 the count. Here's a pitch from Reith. There's a good fastball, 1-1. Tell you what. I'm going to jinx it, aren't I? This game could be over by 8 o'clock. That'd be less than 2 hours for 7 innings. 1-1 the pitch. Tariq Freeney fouls it right back into the screen, and he's now down 1-2. Looking ahead to the seventh for the Kingsport Axemen, it's 8-9-1. White, Citron, Allen. They'll need at least 3 to keep it rolling. 1-2. Freeney, another foul ball. That one out of play onto the football field to our right. Do it again. One ball, 2 strikes. Reith looking for a 1-2-3 sixth. He got it. Breaking ball just across the inside corner. That's going to do it for the inning. 3 up, 3 down. And Kingsport facing their last 3 outs in the seventh when we return. And it looks like we'll see who our pitcher is going to be. We thought maybe Decker. We thought Gonzalez. I think it's going to be Decker coming in from the bullpen to shut it down in the seventh. 5-2 ball game. We'll have the ending right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
All right, it all comes down to this. Again, 7-inning ball game here on Sundays in the Appy League. State Liners lead it 5-2. And Bristol has turned it over to their closer, the 2022 Appy League All-Star, Brandon Decker, to try to get the final 3 outs of the ball game. Last time Decker pitched here at home, things did not go so well. He ended up with the loss and a blown save, sort of a weird situation, as he came in with the bases loaded, gave up no earned runs, and got the loss after an error as well, his second blown save of the year. And Decker is the big arm out there in the bullpen. Gonzalez sort of used in a setup role here today, it seems, as Decker will look to get the final 3 outs. Decker has 2 saves this season in the Appy League, and he had 5 saves for the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland University earlier this year, in what was an excellent season coming off of his All-Star appearance for Bristol last year. Decker played for Oakland in the Horizon League. They made it all the way to the championship game and lost to Wright State, who made the NCAA baseball tournament. It was the most wins for Oakland since they moved to D1. Decker was first team all Horizon League and was named the Horizon League Reliever of the Year after a 4.39 ERA, an 8-3 record across 69 and two-thirds innings. Here's a bunt attempt by White. He'll show, go around, and it's 0-1. So again, it's White, Citrin, Allen, scheduled to hit here in the seventh. The Axemen need three to keep it alive. Good breaking pitch from Decker. White missed it entirely, and it's 0-2. Decker's got some nasty pitches out there. 0-2. White fouls it out of play. Good contact as he lifted that one deep to the football field off to our right. That might have landed on the 50. White 1-for-2 after a base hit his last time up. Pitch from Decker. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good waste pitch. White lays off. White's average up at 214 on the year. Down 1-2 here to Decker. Shakes off the side twice. And now time called by White. He's going to take a chance to readjust the batting gloves. Nomar Garcia-Parra style. Gets it stretched out, and he'll step back in. Decker ahead, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Strike three swinging. Big strikeout for Brandon Decker. There's one out in the seventh, and here's Andrew Citrin, who has two strikeouts already today. So the top of the order will come up next with Peyton Allen scheduled to hit in the seventh. Swing and a miss by Citrin on the first pitch he sees. Now, we told you earlier, Citrin has struggled a bit with the strikeouts. Here's a foul ball on 0-1. Back into the screen, 0-2. Chop towards third. Cooper fields it on a couple bounces. Throw in time. Nice stretch by Gardner at first. Two up, two down, and Bristol's an out away from their ninth victory of the season. So it's top of the order. If the Axemen are going to tie it up, they're going to have to do it with two outs here. As it's Peyton Allen stepping into the batter's box. 1-for-3 with an RBI today. Big double last time. First pitch, chop to third again. Cooper in foul ground. The throw to first. Missed by Gardner. He must have struggled with the sun, perhaps, as it looked like it was going to be a close play. Let's see how they rule this. That ball bounded over the third base bag. It took Cooper into foul ground. I think they're going to call it a hit. They are. So Allen appreciates the generous call there by our scorekeeper. Gets the average up a little bit. So here we go. Axemen trail 5-2. They've got one runner on. Here's Mike Mancini, one of the most dangerous hitters in the lineup. They need to get at least one more on to bring the tying run to the plate. Decker brings the first pitch. Mancini shows bunt. Throwback. Did they tag? Oh, my goodness. I thought they tagged him out at first. Allen had his hand stuck a bit on the dirt. It looked like Gardner tagged him out. He beat the throw back to the base. It just seemed like he had a hard time getting his hand in there. That would have been a way to end a ball game. No balls, one strike. Grounded up the middle, off the glove of Decker. If he lets that go, it's probably a ground out. But he sticks the glove up. I'll tell you what, Arias was right there. He probably could have just fielded it and stepped on the bag to end it. Decker gets it in his glove, falls to the ground, and everybody's safe. That's a base hit for Mancini, and here comes the tying run. It's Logan Sutton. So two outs, Allen at second, Mancini at first, and we've got the tying run at the plate. Sutton 0 for 2 with a walk today. First pitch from Decker. Went for the outside corner, didn't get it. It's 1-0. Bristol looking to put the finishing touches on their ninth win of the year to put them back over 500 once again. 1-0 from Decker, grounded up the middle. Buchanan flips to second. Is it in time? They'll say no. Buchanan fielded that one right up the middle. Flipped to Arias, but everybody's safe again. That's going to be another infield single, I believe. We'll see what they call it. Oh, they're going to say he reaches on a fielder's choice, I suppose. So no single. So we've got a pinch runner at first base as Cole Swift comes on. Sutton on the fielder's choice reaches first. Mancini at second. So here we go. Kingsport has the go-ahead run in the batter's box, and it's the powerful Daniel Ortiz. First pitch. Oh, my goodness. He was trying to hit that one to the next state, which is not too far because Tennessee is just across the street. 0-1 after the foul ball by Ortiz. He's 1-for-2 with a walk, .350 batting average. Ortiz leads the team in homers as the 0-1 misses downstairs. This is the big power bat here. I'll tell you what. If Ortiz hits a ball out of here to give Kingsport the lead, my goodness. It would be quite the unfortunate seventh. 1-1 off the plate outside. Two balls and a strike, and Decker has nowhere to put Ortiz. It's sort of that catch-22. You've got to be careful with Ortiz, because you don't want him to hit one out of the park and give Kingsport the lead, but you can't walk him or you give up a run. 2-1. There's strike two. Good bounce back from Decker, and now Bristol's a strike away. Got some cowbells shaking here in the stands as Bristol one pitch away from a victory here on a seven-inning Sunday. Decker asks for another signal. Gets one he likes. Comes set. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Did he go? No, they'll say he did not. The state liners were running off the field anticipating first base umpire Chris Fackler to say that was strike three. So now Bristol's got to walk back to their spots, and we got a 3-2 pitch here with two outs. All the runners can go. Gardner's no longer holding the pinch runner Swift at first. So a base hit here could score three potentially. Payoff pitch from Decker. Strike three as Ortiz goes around out of the zone. And that will do it. Brandon Decker earns his third save of the year, which now paces the Appy League. And despite a bit of drama here in the seventh inning, the State Liners hold on to win it 5-2. We're going to tally up our stats and we'll be back with our post-game show right after this. A victory for Bristol. They win it 5-2 and are now 9-8 on the season as Kingsport drops to 7-11. Be sure to join us for our post-game show coming up on the other side of this break. This is the State Liners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org, brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, Alzheimer's, now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bristol, a winner here in a seven-inning contest on Sunday against the Kingsport Axemen. They win it 5-2. Bristol never trailed in the ballgame as they picked up one run in the first, one in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth. They were held scoreless the rest of the way, but that was enough as Kingsport scored two runs in the fifth, but that was all they got. And Stateliners get a victory. Final stat line, five runs for Bristol, eight hits, and one error for Kingsport. It was two runs, eight hits, and no errors. A pretty well-played baseball game in terms of their defensively. A couple infield hits, but only one error in the ballgame, a throw out to center field by the catcher, Bargo. But that didn't really damage anything for the Stateliners. The Axemen leave eight on base. Bristol leaves six on base. And big days for a couple Stateliners, including Matt Buchanan in his first start with Bristol. Three innings, one hit, no runs, four strikeouts and a walk. He earns the win. Mickey Sheets picks up the loss. He's now 1-1 on the season after going two innings, four hits, three runs, two walks, two strikeouts. And Brandon Decker comes on for the save. It got a bit adventurous there in the ninth. But one inning, two hits, and two strikeouts to go along with no runs and no walks. Decker picks up his third save of the year, which puts him at the top of the Appy League this season. A couple highlights for Bristol offensively. First of all, it was Jordan Austin, who went 2-for-3, scored two runs, had an RBI. Freeney had a went 1-for-4 with a two-run home run. Bargo 2-for-3 with a run scored. It was the top of the Bristol order that really got things going. Of the five runs that were scored tonight by Bristol, four of them came from the top three hitters in the order. So it was sort of one of those nights where the top of the order really came in clutch and gave Bristol a good head start as they scored five unanswered to start the game. Kingsport scored two in the fifth, loaded the bases in the seventh, but couldn't scratch a run across as the Stateliners pick up win number nine this season. They're now 9-8. And Kingsport falls to 7-11. So let's take a look at the Appy League scoreboard quickly. Get you some scores from around the league. Pulaski and Burlington currently tied at 5 at the bottom of the 6th. Bluefield leading Princeton 6-2 in the top of the 6th. Johnson City beats Danville 9-4. Johnson City has now won 10 straight games as they're now 13-3. That's going to be hard for any team in the West to catch those guys if they keep playing like this. Elizabeth then beats Greenville 7-2. And, of course, our score here, 5-2, Bristol defeats Kingsport. So, man, really struggling with the state liner of the game here. There's two that come to mind directly. And I'm going to roll with Matt Buchanan simply because it's his first start of the season for Bristol. Honorary shout-out to Jordan Austin. But Matt Buchanan, again, his final line today, three innings, one hit, no runs, 4K is a walk, and he earns the win in his first start of the year. So Matt Buchanan is our Stateliner of the game. And one more look ahead to this week's schedule. Of course, tomorrow an off day for everyone. Stateliners will host Bluefield here on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, so come out to the ballpark if you can. If not, I'll have that one for you on the Stateliner Baseball Network. Then the Stateliners travel on the road at Bluefield on Wednesday night. And then a lot of baseball here over the next couple days, as Pulaski will play a doubleheader here on Thursday night starting at 5 o'clock. And then on Friday night, Pulaski a 7 o'clock game before another game on Saturday against Elizabethan. So a little bit of a homestand coming up this weekend. We hope that you'll tune in for all those home games here on the Stateliners Baseball Network. I'm Chris Mangrum, voice of the Stateliners for this summer. We thank you for tuning in, as always, and we hope to see you on Tuesday night when the Stateliners host Bluefield right here from Boyce Cox Field. The Stateliners a winner tonight, 5-2, and pick up win number 9 this season. We hope that you'll join us coming up for our next broadcast again, coming up Tuesday night on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.